What's up, what's up, what's up? This is the Black Screenwriter Podcast. Today is actually a Sunday, and man, it's a gray sky out. I just can't stand it. Don't understand. In any event, I wanted to go right into it. I wanted to talk about digging until you get there. For all you writers out there, as you know, it is extremely, extremely hard to get a movie made. But if you, the good news is, it's like anything else. You have to keep digging and digging and digging until you find the right situation, so to speak. It's not going to be easy, and you should never give up. You should always be writing. Once you also, let's say you've written a couple screenplays, let's say you've written 8 screenplays, you know, the motivation to write something else, most of us have a little book of ideas, and I know with me, I have a book of ideas, and I got what the title could be at the time, you know, what the story is about. Sometimes I have a log line, sometimes I have a little more. But if you find yourself in a position where you've been submitting your material around and you haven't got anyone to bite, what you do is, one thing you should be doing is you should be making a list of who you've submitted to, what they, you know, what the status is, and so on and so on. That way, you know, you keep a good idea of not only who has your material, what they're saying about it, if they're responding at all. At some point, you can. The other reason I'm doing this and I'm saying dig is because you submit a screenplay somewhere, or let's say you submit a log line or just what have you, and you don't get a response. You want to keep digging, because everybody's not going to be right for your material. One thing I disagree with, sometimes I see or hear advice given, and a screenwriter may say, how do I know when my material is ready? And then they'll hear the responses when everybody loves it and, you know, stuff like that. When you if you think about it, how many movies that you watch that you love? I mean, you know, half of the stuff that I see, sometimes I wonder who in the hell greenlit this. So it really comes down to taste, and it comes down to a lot of other things. But it's definitely not a knock on your material. I mean, if you get a situation where a lot of people, I'm talking, you let 20 people read it, and, you know, 15 of them in act two, they get bored. Then maybe that, you know, there's a possibility there's an issue in act two. That still doesn't mean there is, but the thing is you got to keep digging, because you got to find the right person for what you have. If that makes any sense, you can say it's about relationships. You can say it's about who you know, but at the same time, you just have to find the right person for the material you have. Let's say you have a comedy, action, you got a horror movie, and you've been pitching it around. At the end of the day, you just have to find the right person that goes, you know what, I really, really like this. They don't have to love it, but if they like it and want to develop it with you, that's a start. Because what I don't want to see is, I don't want to see you or anybody listening to this to get, you know, to get it to somebody and they say, well, I had a problem with act two. If you change the, you know, the woman to a cop, and, you know, then you think, oh man, they want to work with me, and you change the woman to a cop. And then, you know, they say, oh, well, now I don't have time. Or, yeah, I made that suggestion, but I can't produce this. Or then you go to the next person and they go, yeah, I loved it, but, you know, wish instead of 4 characters, can you combine them into 1 character? And, you know, if you keep getting advice and people telling, you know, from people, notes from people on changing it, you kind of take away from what it is in the beginning. And it's kind of like a catch-22 because you are going to be collaborative with people. You're going to have to make some moves to get it to what they, and sometimes people just have their own reasons for what they think the story should be. And you'll, when you get to that place, and you'll know it, you'll know when it's time to, you know, seriously take the notes to heart, and when it's time to look at the note and possibly go, eh, you know. So again, it's very difficult, but if you keep digging, you know, you will find a tunnel at the end of your shoveling. I mean, you're gonna find somebody that wants to be involved, you know. I truly believe that with every story. Now, how long that's gonna take, your guess is as good as mine, you know, but you got to stay with it. And if this is something that you really, really, really wanted to do, then you go for it, you know. And at the same time, the more material you have, the better, because I truly believe that if you make some solid content, you got a script, and you know, you're getting some solid responses, meaning people like it, but maybe, and don't, you know, some people tell you what's not right for us means they didn't like it and all. That's not necessarily true, because they may read it and like it, but maybe then they're uncomfortable with the fact that they don't know you. That happens, you know, and I'm just trying to look at the bright side of things, because, you know, you make moves enough to where you get a guy on the phone, or if you get him on the phone and maybe that doesn't work, then the next executive or producer, maybe you get him on the phone and you actually get him to read it. Well, then they read it and they go, okay, wow, this is actually good, but they may not want to move and go, well, man, this is good, but I don't know this guy. Well, you know, that, because there's a whole nother, you look at the world we live in, there's a whole nother set of circumstances that could arrive with working, or, you know, setting out to work against with people you don't know. So don't, you know, just, you know, don't listen to the cookie cutter answers that if somebody says this, that means that. And don't, no, not necessarily, because somebody could like your material, but they just don't know you. And maybe you know, if they, and a lot of times you'll know what's going on because you can ask them, well, can I keep in touch with future projects? If they say yes, they usually liked something about you, which is something positive. And before you know it, you'll get a nice stable of contacts that you can send future material to. And that's where, if you keep good records on who has your stuff, you know, you do this for a year, 18 months, and I know that sounds like a long time, but let's say you do it for a year, 18 months, you haven't got the movie a home, your screenplay a home yet, there's no problem, because you can say, okay, I did this for 18 months, I reached out to these contacts, these people, this group of people read it, and they liked it, but they passed or whatever, but they said I can send future material. Then 18 months passes, you send the next screenplay that you have that's ready and probably better written, because the more you write, obviously, the better your material is going to be. And you just, you know, that process is going to get you where you need to be. You know, you don't have to worry as much about unsolicited material, because these are people that obviously read your stuff before. And it gets to a point where maybe the guy that you met 4 or 5 years ago finally goes, you know what? This guy has been at it. I mean, he knows you've been at it because you're back at him with another project. Man, this guy has been at it for a long time. And I don't feel as scared of possibly connecting with somebody I don't know, because this guy's been, you know, in contact with me on and off for 3-4 years. Let me read this project he has. And then they read it and they go, wow, this is good. Wow, just, and then they start remembering that they read your material before and it was good, but they didn't know you. So they kind of, you know, they kind of really ignore stuff like that, because the minute you get off the phone with some of these people, if they don't know you, they, you know, they kind of forget about the whole conversation. So, you know, if you go this method, we just keep digging and digging and digging, there's more of a chance that you can land your project with someone that'll say, hey, you know, let's do this. And once you get there, it feels good. You know, you get somebody, they say, let's do this. And then you go on another journey, because the journey to get collaborators is separate from the journey to get it made. There's more digging, way more digging to get it made. So, you know, for all of you that think, oh, I found somebody to make my movie and then the movie gets made, it doesn't work like that. I mean, once you find someone that says, yeah, I'm interested, then there's a whole nother thing, because you got to get the money and stuff like that. And a lot of these production companies, believe it or not, they don't have they don't have the money sitting in the bank. I mean, what I'm saying is they may have $600 million in the bank, but most of them, if they option your screenplay, or if they say, I want to work on this, they're just going to turn around and shop it to other people to try to get the money or to try to get a deal. And that's why I tell some people, you know, sometimes it's better to be a producer writer than to be just a writer, because you can basically do the same thing that these producers are doing. I mean, all they're doing is picking up the phone, but many of them have contacts already. They already have that list of buyers or people or executives that they've, you know, talked to in the past and stuff like that. And they get told no as well, just because they produced movie A that was released to theaters and it made $26 million doesn't mean they automatically, on opening weekend, it doesn't mean they automatically get a yes. I'm telling you, they get turned down just like everybody else. So why not skip that step and say, hey, I'm not going to solicit these producers so they can turn around and solicit somebody else. I'm going to go beyond that. And it'd be a little harder if you haven't produced anything. But I mean, you know, what the hell you got to lose? You know, I would say if you could, you know, produce an independent film so you can have one credit under your belt. So if they do talk to you about production and what have you, you can kind of know what you're talking about, and it's easier, you know, for a company to connect with somebody or collaborate with a producer that's done a movie. But if you have not done a movie and you're calling yourself a producer, it can still work, but they may not take you as serious as you're looking for. So you just want to keep digging and digging and digging, and then just use a little bit of common sense, because, you know, another thing that you'll find is a lot of these producers you're reaching out to, the reason they say the project has got to, you'll hear in these interviews, what does it take for a screenwriter to get your attention? Oh, a project has to knock me off my, you know, the reason they're saying that is in my opinion, is because they have their own projects. It's not that, because screenwriters think that their project has to be the best. And again, these movies we go see that are out, some of them aren't the best. So it's just about, you know, you find the best route that you want to take your adventure in getting your material made. And like I said, if you're just a writer, a lot of times it's good to have a manager. I don't care where the manager is from. They could be from Indiana somewhere. But as long as there's someone other than you talking, it's taken a little more serious that way. They go, hey, I'm John Doe. I represent writer A, and writer A has this project. And, you know, we were told that you were the person to talk to. You were the person to see, and we admire your work, and you get into it. And, you know, if you call, that works better than if you email or call someone and say, hey, I have a project that I wrote. And a lot of times they right away, the radar goes up, and they don't want to really talk to a writer. They want to talk to somebody that represents the writer, which is no big deal, because you can get anybody to do that. You can go get an attorney to make calls. You can go get a manager. You can even ask somebody, hey, can you work with me for 90 days? I got a story I want to take out to the town. So there's a million ways to start your journey. But the main thing I want to say is you just keep digging and digging and digging and digging, and don't give up. To make sure that you get a fingernails full of dirt before you, you know, turn around and look back and see how far you went or any of that. Dig, 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 make it happen. It can happen. And again, I don't want to discount. The material needs to be good. It needs to be good as far as your standards. It needs to make sense. It needs to be something that can be entertaining, but don't get it twisted. It doesn't have to be some kind of award. It won a contest. It doesn't have to be that, because if people like the story, because keep in mind, people, the story is going to change anyway. Once, you get people on board, you get actors on board, there's going to be some collaboration going on, and there's going to be some stuff made, but that's okay, because that's what happens when you make a movie. So, but you don't want to change it too much along the way, unless you feel that after stepping away and coming back and looking at it, and you really feel that, okay, these things need to change. So, in any event, happy writing, and just keep digging, man, and you'll get to where you want to get. We're on Instagram, at Scared of Police. You can reach out there. Other than that, I'm out.